met van Hollywood. That's gooey, bally, hooly Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. And any shop girl.
So here we are again, 2019 Oscars. Now, this just came out today. Of course, we're recording this a good week and a half or so before the actual Oscars event. Today's news, there's going to be several, at least as of right now, there's going to be several categories that's not going to be part of the telecast for the Oscars, and people are pissed.
That's right. Yeah, there will be four categories that will not be broadcast live in the show the way that they've traditionally been presented. Best cinematography,
right.
Best film editing, best short film live action,
right.
And best hair and makeup. And what they're saying is that those awards will be given out during the ceremony, but we won't see that live. We'll get some sort of like mini package of the winners and some highlights of their speech at some point during the ceremony. And this decision has been made amid a larger conversation that we're hearing about coming out of the Academy. Where they've been greatly concerned about the quality of the broadcast as an entertainment show, as a live TV event. They've been looking at a number of different ways to sort of increase viewership, increase interest in the Oscars. Earlier this year, for example, they were considering the idea of introducing a new category, Best Popular Film. My whole theory on that was always that they leaked that out there to see how, like, you know, the culture would respond and how some very, you know, the cultural, you know, commentators and critics and people who are very invested in all of this, how they would respond. It did not go over well, Jeremy.
Well, I mean, by virtue of the fact that it doesn't appear to be a category this Oscar cycle. Unless did I miss it?
No. So what happened was for about a month or two, there was a conversation, you know, like the news leaked that they were considering this, the category. It was widely speculated. It was never really defined what popular meant in this reporting. It was just like, oh, we're considering this category and kind of like, oh, let's just see what people say about it. It was widely speculated that this was going to be a way by which movies like Black Panther, more of the kind of movies that most of big studio Hollywood makes these days, can get some Oscar love. Yeah. But it never really quite defined what popular meant.
Right.
Anyway, the category went away. After a couple months of speculation and a lot of bad press about it, the Academy said, you know, we're not going to do that after all. We're going to take it back in-house and review it some more.
Right.
But this sort of began a year in which, you know, you were just hearing about the Academy kind of sweating about the broadcast and ways to make it more accessible and get people more invested. And we're thinking about this, we're thinking about that. About a month or so ago, you probably followed all of the drama pertaining to Kevin Hart as the host.
Right,
and then some comments that he had made that were disparaging or homophobic in nature were unearthed. There was a huge kind of like controversy that ensued. Kevin Hart didn't really handle that well. And as a result, he ended up stepping aside. And now this kind of like catalyzed a narrative that kind of emerged where the Academy was like, okay, well, what do we do?
Yeah.
We started hearing more about kind of like their concerns about the, you know, what they were going to do about the broadcast. So the things that we were hearing was like, okay, like the mandate with their partners at ABC was to keep the broadcast at 3 hours, no more.
Right.
They're not going to apparently go with a host. This will be a hostless Oscars. So the narrative of the evening will be largely driven by the presenters who are giving out the awards. And then the other thing that we heard was that they were thinking about cutting some categories for the sake of guaranteeing a 3-hour broadcast and keeping things moving. And the big losers apparently are these four categories. So we could talk about those in a second. I mean, I think just in general, what's disappointing to a lot of people who are really invested in the Oscars, who take the Oscars seriously, as complicated and as weird and disappointing and as wrong-headed as they can often be, like the Oscars are a very kind of important cultural institution, it seems. And this sort of like chasing after an audience that doesn't watch it at the expense of people who do watch it,
right,
and are really invested in the art of cinema and have learned so much about movies and the art of cinema, and especially the importance of disciplines and skills like cinematography, sure, and editing from the Oscar telecast itself,
yeah,
to hear that they are getting rid of these things and not profiling those things, showcasing those in the ceremony. It's just a huge disappointment, and it, yeah, feels a huge like spit in the face of an art form that the Oscars itself has taught us to love.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure you're in the same position I am to have friends and colleagues who are cinematographers or people who work in hair and makeup or, you know, certainly in editing. And again, this is something that just came out today.
Right.
But even just today, I've seen two or three of, like I say, friends and colleagues of mine just crestfallen about this, because this is really, it hurts to,
yeah,
see, you know, the place that's all that's supposed to be the ultimate honor of that very, very specific type of skill, to have that, you know, what feels sort of like pushed aside in favor of, like you say, some sort of grab for eyeballs that aren't. Cinematography is, you know, for those of us who are film people, no, that doesn't seem to be like a in the weeds kind of job title, but for a lot of people that is. A lot of people don't know what a cinematographer is, and, you know.
Well, but what research did the Academy do that like came back that said, here are the categories to cut to get, yeah, more people watching the Oscars? Like, it wasn't like sound mixing or sound editing, which no one could tell the difference between except for people who really know this thing, right? Or like best animated short subject, which no one sees any of these things. No, like cinematography and editing get cut. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You know, some very notable nominees this year,
yeah,
have come out pretty hard against, sure, the Academy for this. Like, Alfonso Cuarón,
sure,
whose film Roma is going to perhaps win a lot, mm-hmm, but he's nominated for Best Cinematography.
Sure.
But yeah, he had a very smart tweet, which is that in the history of cinema, there have been masterpieces that have been made of from movies that had no story or different forms of acting, et cetera, et cetera. But every masterpiece in the movies that have ever been made, like, there's been cinematography and editing. Without, yeah, cinematography and editing, like, movies don't exist.
Yeah, that's the component that makes them movies.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's really hard. It's disappointing. I hope it switches. You know, I mean, I know we're coming, we're closing in on the actual broadcast, but I don't know. What do you think? Is it too late?
Is it too late? Well, let me just say that I hope they change their mind. I think about one of my favorite moments of last year's broadcast. For anyone who watches movies and takes movies seriously and for whom they mean something more than just entertainment. But like Roger Deakins winning the Oscar last year for Blade Runner.
It's my favorite moment of last year's Oscars,
right,
actually.
And this is one of the great film artists ever, nominated countless times, never won, finally wins.
Yeah.
And if there is any sort of argument for why Best Cinematography should be on the broadcast, is that that guy got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Everyone in that theater that works in that industry knows the importance of cinematography, yeah, knows Roger Deakins,
absolutely,
and knows that he is an extraordinary artist. And so that he wins and they are immediately on their feet.
Yeah.
Like, that was a powerful moment.
It was.
And I'm glad I saw that.
And the Oscar goes to Roger A. Deakins, Blade Runner 2049.
This is the first Oscar and 14th nomination for Roger A. Deakins.
You know, I really love my job. I've been doing it a long time, as you can see. But, you know, one of the reasons I really love it is the people I work with, both in front of the camera and behind the camera. Some of my crew on Blade Runner, I've been working with for over 30 years. And others I met for the first time in Budapest. And this is for every one of them, every one of them. In fact, I got to say, it's for us, because it was a team. It was a team effort. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, same here. I mean, it was to me, I compared it to like the when Scorsese finally got his Oscar for The Departed, which was
right.
We all know, not just an Oscar for that film, but it was an Oscar just acknowledging the enormous body of work that's completely changed culture. And yeah, for me anyway, it was the cinematography version of that moment.
Absolutely.
Like at last, yeah. he's been recognized.
And I think about like any kid or young person hooked on the movies, watching the Oscars because they want to learn more about the movies or kind of, you know, and seeing that moment and maybe not having a great appreciation for cinematography or really understanding it, but seeing that moment and seeing everyone get on their feet for Roger Deakins and like kind of going like, why?
Yeah.
What's that about? And then investigating it and finding out, oh, that's why.
Right.
Look at the movies that this guy has shot. Look at the images that he's put on screen.
Yeah. The Coens wouldn't really be the Coens.
Oh my gosh,
so many different films.
Which is why, Jeremy, my belief is that we're being played. We're being suckered. Like the Academy is gaming us.
Yeah.
My answer to your question from a minute ago is that best cinematography is going to be on the broadcast, that film editing is, it's part of the plan.
You have faith that it's going up.
We're being triggered. We're being provoked. Yeah. This leak of information is getting us talking about the Oscars in exactly the right way, getting us psyched and excited about like the Oscar narrative. I mean, we're not talking about Kevin Hart's comments anymore, are we? Like we're talking about the art, damn it.
Yeah.
And that's getting us hot and bothered over it. And what it's doing is creating the potential. I mean, I guess either way, I mean, if the categories get the shaft and they're not on the ceremony, I think we're going to hear about it a lot from the winners.
You know,
the winners are going to get on stage and they're going to say something about it, which is going to cause some controversy, which could be good for the broadcast. Or these categories will find their way back onto the broadcast. And when best cinematography, you know, a category which isn't always as exciting as Roger Deakins winning the award, right, will suddenly be so loaded with significance, like, hooray, like, you know, some guy I don't know for a movie I didn't see won. Yeah, but cinematography is important.
I can already picture the buttons that everyone's going to show up to the ceremony with, hashtag cinema or whatever it is. I don't know.
What's the cinematography ribbon? what color is that?
Well, it's a film strip.
Oh, it's a film strip, of course, like. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And film editing too. Like film editing is like, you know, like cinematography is so important, but film editing, I mean, like that is such an important art form that people take for granted.
Yeah.
The best edited films are beautiful things that usually win best picture.
That's true. Yeah. No, I hope you're right. I genuinely do. And however tongue in cheek you might be, I want to see that happen though. I want to not only see these categories continue to be honored and publicly honored, nationally honored on the telecast, but also I do want people to know what cinematography is.
I agree.
You know, and by the way, for those of you who don't know, it's literally the operation of the lights and the camera to compose these images that wind up on the movie screen in front of you. That's it. A director of photography is exactly that. He directs, or she directs, the photography that you're looking at. They work closely with the director and they produce these images that produce magic. And so it's such an essential part, you know, and it's like you say, you can strip it down. You can't have a movie without cinematography. You can't have a movie without editing. These are essential components. So anyhow, for what it's worth, and I know everyone's been waiting on the Freshman 15 to weigh in, we stand with the cinematographers and editors.
Good.